This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Now, Anna Marie is going to join us. And Anna, we're going to have some fun here because I'm sure you've heard this before. But I was asking Chris, our producer, I said, so her name is Terulo. And he said, yeah. And I said, like Jason Derulo. And he said, yeah. So I was like, oh. Anna Marie Terulo.
Thank you so much. What an intro. Yeah, I get that all the time. It's spelled very differently, but, you know, it's a good thing to have. Sometimes I tell people it's my cousin, but he's not.
No, because normally we go like Anna Maria Terulo, Carl.
Oh!
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the Italian thing. You know.
So
the Italian thing, that's right. I liked that. Yeah. I hope you did it with a hand gesture, too.
No, of course we did. Yeah. Hey, of course we did. All right, let's talk about this Kentucky team. I know Kentucky fans are fired up. I know, and they have every reason to be. I mean, the team's unbeaten. They're doing so many things right. Coach Stoops has been amazing. And Anna Marie, by the way, is a part of Big Blue Tonight, guys, if you're wondering, and you can check that out. But what makes this Kentucky team special in your mind? What is it that they've been doing so well?
By the way, I'm a Georgia grad, but lifelong Kentucky fan, so you got the right girl on your show today.
There you go. So Hold on. What are you doing on Saturday? Are you wearing like half Georgia, half Kentucky?
Even when I went to UGA, I wore blue when Kentucky was in town. I can't help it. It's my identity. I'm loyal.
Right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Nobody's judging you. I went to Florida State. I'll be at the Georgia game wearing Georgia colors. You do you. You do you.
Identify with what you want. So what's going right with this team was the question?
Yes.
I think it started this summer when Liam Cohen really got in there to put his new offense in. There was just a different buzz around the team. There was a lot of excitement. And they've always been definitely great defensively. That's always something that they've really mastered. So I think it was finally time to just get the offense in check. And now, you know, they pass the ball. They have the ability to do that, and it opens up your run game more. There's just so many more options now on offense. And then, you know, Chris Rodriguez, he leads the SEC in rushing. Their number one receiver, Wandale, leads the SEC in receiving yards. And I think Will Levis is a pretty dynamic quarterback. He's got a great arm. I think he's a great leader. I asked Liam Cohen before the start of the season, I said, what made him your guy? What made you, you know, go after him when he was at Penn State, and he said he's just a smart guy, really cerebral guy. So I think they're finally clicking on all cylinders here. If you would have asked me that question a couple games ago before their offense really got it going, I probably just would have talked about defense right there. But offense seems to be really taking that turn for the better.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Anna Maria Terulo joins us here, guys, talking about Chris Rodriguez from McDonough, went to Ola High School. And I think, Carl, I looked it up. He was 64th at that running back class that year. That's the year Zamir White came out, who's playing for Georgia. Does he have a chip on his shoulder that Georgia, that we were led to believe, he's a little upset. He wants some payback against UGA this weekend.
I mean, I'm going to let y'all think that. I don't know. I haven't heard that. But, hey, if that gives him some motivation, I'll tell him y'all were talking smack on this radio show today.
Well, we do a little bit of that. Every now and then, we do a little bit of
He's
that.
He's coming, Carl, and hell's coming with Chris Rodriguez this weekend.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
right.
Well, so he's got 768 yards. He's averaging 128 a game, guys, all right? That leads the league as far as SEC is concerned, and he's popping off 6.4 yards a carry. So is this more about the Kentucky offensive line?
Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it. And I would say Georgia hasn't defense is unbelievable, but I don't think they faced a line like Kentucky's. Mm. You've got Darian Kennard at left tackle, an All-American. The O-line is just what Kentucky does. It's the big blue wall, and I think that absolutely paves the way for Chris Rodriguez. And, you know, Liam Cohen even uses Rodriguez in an interesting way. You know, he's gotten him some receptions. But the numbers that Rodriguez has put up, especially with only putting up like 46 yards against Chattanooga, it's pretty incredible that he's still atop of that board.
Yeah, we talked about Mark Stoops, and he seems like he's built a program. And I'm not trying to downplay Kentucky and Maria, but the reality obviously is when you're competing against so many elite programs in the SEC, if you could put a 9 or 10 win season together once every 3 or 4 years, you'd be king in Lexington, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Why would you ever leave? You're playing in the SEC, but the expectations aren't through the roof. Now that they've started winning a little bit, I don't know, check back with me. That might change, but I don't foresee him leaving. And just I remember the beginning of this season, we were all giving our predictions for the schedule, and I and a couple of the people said 10-2, and people thought we were crazy, like we had three heads. I think it's still sometimes unbelievable that they could have a 10-win season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, even if they come up short against Georgia, just looking ahead, Miss State, Tennessee, Vandy, you play at Louisville to end the season, there is a good chance that they could still win out and, you know, be a part of the mix for one of the Big Six bowls. We will see how that all shakes out. We're talking to Anna Marie Tarullo here on Dukes and Bell about Kentucky and the big game on Saturday. By the way, we mentioned this. Game day is going to be there again, guys. Quick turnaround. They were there for the Arkansas game. They'll be back. So it's going to be a great atmosphere in Athens this weekend. Let's talk about the secondary, because we saw Georgia go over the top against Auburn and make a couple of big plays. How good is this secondary, in your opinion, and is it a strength of the football team?
Extremely. There's a lot of experience back there. Defense has been sound at all three levels. You've got Yusuf Corker, who's a senior. The big names on defense that I would just have an eye on during the game would be Josh Pascal, DeAndre Square, and Yusuf Corker, especially Pascal. He's been playing all world. He was lights out against LSU, everywhere on the field, and against Florida, he was big. And then Jacquez Jones, the Ole Miss transfer. I think after Florida game, he got Walter Camp, Defensive Player of the Week. So they're experienced, and they're solid back there.
Yeah, I know we heard some injuries. We talked about, I guess, Carl, yesterday. Great name, by the way, Octavius Oxendine. Also, Marquand McCall. But how big is Double O? Because he's out for this game.
Yeah, and he has been such a huge part of that defense. But he's going to come back this season. You know, I would look for Abule Abadi Fitzgerald. I think he'll be next man up. I think he'll perform well. I think the bigger the thing that Octavius Oxford, I'm sorry, he's out for the entire season. But I think the bigger hit for this game would be Bully McCall, Marquand McCall, the nose guard. He's just been the glue guy this season for that defense. He lost a lot of weight over the summer. He really improved since last year. And the two guys kind of splitting snaps taking over for him are Josiah Hayes and Justin Rogers. They're two of the biggest recruits that Kentucky football has had ever. Rogers is a 5-star from Michigan. So they've been doing well in his place, but I would say that's the weaker point at nose guard there.
I'm curious about this, Anna, because you said you were a Georgia girl, went to Kentucky, because Kentucky, obviously, the basketball program in there is so big. Now, last year was a down year, but you know, they're talking about, you know, they're back, and they've got, you know, the five McDonald's All-Americans again. I'm curious, does it feel like it does? I mean, is the investment with the fans and everybody there saying, hey, we're 6-0, what's it feel like? Because we're usually talking about Kentucky basketball, let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And that was, I think, one of the things that's been so shocking to see this season. I was working the Florida game, and the fans were so loud and raucous. The press box, it was shaking. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that could happen at Kroger Field. I was like, this just happens at, like, Camp Randall. I thought this was just, like, right, a Wisconsin thing. Whole thing was shaking. They've had two sellout games in a row. That's Florida and LSU. And the BBN played such a big part in that Florida win, you know, with Florida's 8 false starts, I think 5 in the fourth quarter. So they played a big part. They've shown up, shown out, and are proud. I've never seen it like this. I don't think it's taking anything away from, like, basketball fanhood, but I've never seen the football energy there like it is now. And I really think it started over the summer when Liam Cohen came to town.
Well, as we said, Stoops is doing a hell of a job. You're putting guys in the NFL, too, doesn't hurt. That's a nice advertisement. We always think of, you know, Calipari gets every McDonald's All-American, but you guys are putting dudes in the NFL.
For sure. A lot of defense. I mean, Damon Davis.
Yeah.
But Dupree, Josh Allen, lots of good guys. And then, of course, running back Benny Snell.
He was a good interview, by the way. Yeah. Snell was a great interview. We had him on a couple of years ago.
Oh,
He was a fun guy. Fun kid, man.
He is a fun guy. He's got a personality and a half.
Well,
definite fan favorite.
Definitely. Well, we're curious to see what happens on Saturday, and I'm glad the excitement is going to be on both ends. You know, a lot of times, you know, you go into these games and everybody's like, well, I don't know if we can win. I think Kentucky really feels like they're coming in here and they can win. We will see what happens. Anna Marie Tarullo, we appreciate your time today and filling us in on some of the stuff that's going on up there. Hey, good luck and continued success. Thank you again.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.